Every Church of England diocese has one or more overseas links, both within the Anglican Communion and ecumenically, and one of our Anglican Communion links is the Diocese of Harare, yes.
What does that imply?
They vary a lot, these links, depending upon the nature of the places, but it is a fellowship of prayer and sometimes of financial support and usually of exchange visits and those kinds of things between the two dioceses. And it varies a lot in the shape it takes, but I've just been for my first visit in my capacity as Bishop of Rochester because I was keen to try and visit our linked dioceses as soon as possible after my arrival here.
Maybe also because the situation in Harare is a very delicate and particular one. Give me a bit of background? What did you discover when you were there? What did you know you were going towards?
The Anglican Church in particular is going through difficulties because the former bishop of the Diocese of Harare, who was excommunicated by the province of Central Africa a few years ago, is still very much in evidence and is claiming legal ownership of all of the properties belonging to the Diocese of Harare. Therefore, most of the congregations have been evicted from their church buildings and are meeting in borrowed premises or in marquees out in fields. And just at the moment, he's going through a series of attempts to evict clergy from their homes. So that clearly has really serious consequences for the clergy and their families. And that was going on even while I was there.
So there's actually a rift between, let's say, two different Anglican bodies in Zimbabwe.
Not bodies, because the ex-bishop, Bishop Kanunga, hasn't really got any people. He's not got congregations. He's just got the buildings and a few priests, including some who he has ordained himself since he broke away. So the congregations have remained loyal to the bishop, Bishop Chad Gandia, who's the new bishop, and they are meeting, and indeed they're growing quite significantly during this time of persecution. So it's a strange arrangement. It's not exactly a split in the sense that the body of the church hasn't split. It's just this one person, really.
I can assume that he has the support of the ruling party.
Well, it's difficult to tell because there are certainly people within the government circles who are not supportive of him, but he certainly seems to have some influence and some support from some sectors. The difficulty is that government there is a coalition now, and it's really quite hard to say, the whole of government is on his side, because it's not the case. There are people within government who are supportive of Bishop Chad and the continuing life of the Diocese of Harare. But clearly, Kanunga has some support from some people, whether that's because he pays for it or because they are politically aligned with him, it's hard to say.
I've heard reports of some really serious harassment against priests. Would you confirm that?
Yes, I mean, while I was there, there was one priest who was quite badly hurt by people seeking to take possession of his property. There have been others since, and indeed Bishop Chad himself, and this has been reported publicly, his house was broken into with him and his family there the other day, and all their communication equipment was taken, phones and laptops and such like, and he and his family had to be lying on the floor for quite some time while the house was ransacked around them, and that's their own property. It's not church property. It's their own private property, that house. So it is a difficult situation.
Did you travel around the country at all?
Not on this occasion, because our link is specifically with the Diocese of Harare rather than the whole nation. And it happened that when I was there, there was a four-day diocesan conference for clergy and lay leaders, so most of my time was with them. But I also was able to visit one of the parishes on the Sunday and preach there, and was amazed by the liveliness and the positive attitude. I mean, the Christians' view there, the Anglican Christians, is that they're going to come out of this, they're going to come through it, and they're full of hope, despite the difficult time they're having.
You're absolutely right. The Zimbabweans are incredible people in this sense.
Yes.
It's been a long time now. As far as your stay there, what feeling did you get? Was it easy for you to get around, to speak to people?
Oh, it was fine. I mean, I went in fairly quietly. I mean, it wasn't a sort of publicised visit, but I wasn't hiding the fact that I was a bishop or anything anything like that. And we travelled around, and Bishop Chad talks about there have been occasions when he has feelings he's being followed and things like that. But by and large, the view is that we get on and do what we think it's right to do and not allow this situation to unduly prevent the continuing life of the church.
Since the swearing in of this government of national unity,
which
hasn't borne the fruits that were hoped, there has been a change in the economic situation
in
Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit of how the people generally are living today in Zimbabwe?
Well, obviously, I only saw Harare and indeed only parts of Harare. If you are a professional person living in Harare and you've got a job, then a lot of the sort of things that we might be used to from Western society will be there. And the new city council in Harare has done a great deal so that the normal things of life happen. You know, the rubbish is collected, the streets are cleaned, there are shops there, you can go out to meals. So for some people, life is certainly a great deal more stable than it was, and certainly economically things are more stable. There are still huge disparities between rich and poor. And if, as my colleague who went with me did, if you go and stay in the townships, clearly there's an awful lot of poverty there still. But in some ways, yes, things have stabilized. But clearly the political situation rather than the economic situation is still difficult and uncertain. And as you've indicated, the government of national unity is operating, but it's not at ease with itself, I don't think.
I understand they're also working towards an early election, which most analysts and church leaders are counselling against because the time is not ready. There's no new constitution. Did you see any signs of political activity in the streets, of canvassing, anything like that?
Not when I was there, no. And clearly, I mean, those are decisions which are for Zimbabweans themselves to take. And I think for people like myself, we need to be fairly reticent about what we say because it's their nation. What I would say is that the Anglican congregations, despite their persecution, are absolutely clear that they are loyal Zimbabweans. They pray for their president, they pray for their prime minister whenever they meet together, and they want to see their country fulfill all its potential, because it's a great country with loads of potential, tremendous resources of people and natural resources as well. And the Christians there want to play their full part in their country's renewal and revival.
So you're hopeful for the future of this nation?
I think in the long term, one's got to be, because it's got so much going for it. It's got tremendous people. It's got a very strong and vibrant wider ecumenical Christian community. And it's got tremendous natural resources. I mean, it's one of the countries in Africa that has the potential to feed itself and more, you know, to be a resource for other African countries as well. And that's got to be good. And there are some very skilled people there too, some well qualified people within Zimbabwean society who have great potential for the building of their nation.
That's true, and maybe if the situation stabilizes more, a lot of skilled people will return to Zimbabwe, because so many have left to seek a better, you know, present in South Africa and in other countries.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful place, and one of the joys of being there for the first time, and I went as a tourist several years ago, but going in a different capacity this time, was to meet some of the people. I mean, the Diocesan Standing Committee, which is their sort of main administrative body, includes some very gifted lay people who are well qualified and in important roles in their secular life as lawyers and accountants and business people and so forth. Very skilled people, and it's great to see them as part of the life of the church as well.
Can I ask you just one last question? Did you have any contact with Catholics in Harare?
Not on this visit. It was a very short visit, and I'd say most of it was taken up with this diocesan conference. But certainly I'm planning to go back next year, if possible, in June, for a more extended visit. And I'm sure that will be an opportunity to meet a wider group of Christian people from different denominations on that occasion. But I do know that, Bishop Chad greatly values his links with the other denominational leaders in Zimbabwe, and many of them have expressed support. And indeed, some of our displaced congregations are meeting within the buildings that belong to other denominations. And have been given hospitality in that way.
Well, I know that the Catholic community is going through much the same situation.
Indeed. In fact, yes, and so you know, there's a mutuality of support there, I think, among the different Christian denominations, particularly those ones that are facing difficulties.
Thank you very, very much. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I think simply that we in the Diocese of Rochester hugely value this link. I mean, it broadens our outlook quite apart from anything else. And we're looking actively at possibilities for example, some of our younger priests to go out there on placement to get experience of the church in a different culture. And so quite apart from what we may be able to give to the church in Zimbabwe, there's a huge amount that they can give to us. And we're looking forward to developing that in the years that lie ahead.